Okay. Kolos shehi ksuva shelo ketikno. It's not written correctly. Ve'ein tzura sala, and you can't recognize the actual form of the letter. Kigon naga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. O pnei ha'alef beponim ha'gag begag shetach teha. O shehaya regel ha'hei o regel ha'kuf nogim. That's the part, the dash going down, touching the top board. I'll show you pictures in a second. Or shai os achas chaluka l'shte osios, or one letter is divided into two, like we'll see, like, you know, Zion, two Zions form a ches, but it's split in the middle. Kigon tzadi shekosuv yud nun, the way you write a tzadi is yud on the right side connected to the nun. Shekosova ayin yud. O ches shne zayin, you have two Zions next to each other. Va'achar shekosuv lefonov, and after there's something written after chozer v'tiknam, have ishlo kesidur mepostum. So now, since you've written something after it, then now you go back and fix it. So then it's going to be written out of order, and it's going to postle again. It's only psul by tefillin and by mezuzah, but by the sefer Torah we know it could be written out of order. V'lahafrid ha'osios hadvukos achar shekosuv lefneim shapir dami, but to separate letters that are touching, even though there's been something after it, that's okay. The cave in Shaha'os Tsuros Aleh, because it never lost its, it technically is a letter. You're just touching it up. You're doing a little, you know, enhancement of it. But really, it is a letter still. It's just, it's touching a little bit. Okay, that's allowed. Kishma Freedom and Chaverto Lohavi Kikosev. And now when I'm separating it, I'm not really writing the letter. I'm just, you know, correcting it. As we'll see the Mishnah Berurah explain. V'uhadin She'im Lohav Miktsas Yudin. Sha'al ha'alfin v'hashinin v'ainin v'ragli hatav nogim beguf ha'os. When you have them not exactly touching the letter itself. Here's an example of here. These are like an aleph that's written incorrectly. You see, like it's supposed to be like a yud, but the whole, it's like one little slab, right? It's one block that the whole thing is touching above. That's a problem. Then when he's referring to over here with his ayin, here's a case where you have the Sad, you have the yud. It looks, it's like a yud nun, right? It's not really connected. Here's the cases where the yuds are not. This is the case where the two zions, right,
are not connected.
Right? Okay, this is coming up. So that's the next piece. Let me just we'll finish up the Mechavi first, and then we'll do the Mishnah Berurahs. Right, but who had in she lo ha mixas? I did this already, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yudin shel ha'alfin v'ashin v'ainin v'ragli ha'tavin nogin beguf ha'ofs v'tina d'lo chakim v'lo tipeish makiram. But a kid who's not too smart, not too dumb, he could recognize the osios she'af al pi shekosav lifnehem. Even though there is still something that's written, letters that have been written after them, yochel lachzor l'sachim. You could still go back and correct it. Why is this? And Mechaber says the cave in the tzura sa'os ha'isa nikeres, because you could recognize what that letter is. Okay, that's good. It's going to save us. Leik mishum kasava shlo kesidrum, because the letter is there already. And now we're as we just said a minute ago, we're fixing it up a little bit. So therefore, that's not considered to be writing it out of order. It's written in order. It's not written correctly or perfect, I should say. It's written correctly. It's not nice. Okay, so we can fix it. V'yesh misha oimer duhu hadin. The same thing applies im. The top part of the, let me say the crown of the beak, like the top part of the ches, they're not touching each other. Ach ein nikar lehedi, but it's not really recognized so much. Pretty awesome that the split a little bit. Afa pisha tino kore shnei zayin, even though the tinok, the little kid's going to read them as two zayins, nevertheless. Mutter lahad bikam. So you have a three-way machlokas as to what that picture looks like. Here. This is the according to the Taz, this is what it looks like. It's written in the splitters right there. So kid looks at the kid, the ches. This is the bir halachas version of it. It's like it's pointing up on each end. And then this is, one second, who is this? Oh, that's another pshat within the Taz. As to what exactly they look like. But that, at the end of the day, the kids can read it, so then the Mechaber says that you're able to go back and connect the two zines to make them into a ches. Okay. So let's begin now. Last time we did Kuf Yudal, the whole three different types of letters, so we'll pick it up with Kuf Tesvav. Ein Surasa Aleha, that you don't have the the form of the letter on it. Pirush just means Shinir le'ein kol, looks to anybody who says it. She'ein tsuras aleh klal, doesn't have any form at all. Va'af b'noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef, the picture we saw where it's touching it. O p'nei ha'alef begago shel regel hey. The kuf nogin lamala, the top of the hay, the kuf is touching the top part. Nikolav hadain ikr tsuras ha'os. It still does technically look like that letter. Fatino kikra ehu la'os. And the kid's going to figure out, oh yeah, that's a hay, that's an aleph, the kid's going to do it. Afil hachi, nevertheless, came into psul zeh, ein tikono ki im ayide griras kol mashin shenasil pepsul. You have to erase everything. Because it's not a correct letter. We saw Mele, because of this, Nisbatel Tsurasu Lagam, you have to take away the whole form of the letter. The im Yesaknim Achakach Havishlo Kasidran. If you go back and fix it afterwards, it's going to be a problem because it really is not a letter at that point. Next one, Kuftez Zayin, Regil Aleph. Huadin Kol Hani de Ksov Ramah Bahaga Sof Sif Yudches. Okay, all the other osios that he gave over there, examples of where it's touching the pot. Nogim and Kuf Yud Zayin. Afilu negia daka kichut hasara. Even if it's just touching a little bit, that's a problem. Tzadi shekosov. When you're writing a tzadi as the two letters is really it's a yud on the right side of it and a nun next to it, connected. Pirish shechilek hayud mehanun. That there's a space between that yud and the nun. Kokach ad shenira kishnei osios. Now it doesn't look like a tzadi. It looks like a yud and a nun. Chem bechol ga. Chem bechol enoch. Even if the kid would look at it and tell you, oh yeah, that's a tzadi, you still cannot fix it that way. Because we look at it and we see this is not a tzadi. The kid says it's a tzadi. We look at it and we see a yod and a nun. You're going to go back now and fix it. You're writing it for the first time brand new because it wasn't a tzadi. It was two different letters. Now you've written it out of order. By tefillin, again, that's going to be a problem. Even if, no, it doesn't look like a different other different letters. It just looks like a blob. It doesn't look like a letter, but that's still going to be problematic. Kigon yud shlo also la regel hayamonis or aleph shechoser. It's missing part of the actual form of making that letter. You cannot go back now and fix it again because it's not doesn't have the letter there. If you didn't make the part that drops down, if you would leave it this way, that would be a problem. However, the Eina Yud Kiroi Lefidas Rov Haposkin, it's not going to be Rov. Can come Simin Lam Vav. Okay, again, it's going to be we'll learn about what the form of all the letters. Mikomalkam Kavan. This is a Chiddush. Sheyeshla Iker Tzurasa. It is a looking like a Yud. It's just not a kosher Yud, but it looks like a Yud. Afilu below Oiket Shame Yud Aleha. That's still called a Yud, even though you haven't yet dropped down the little the Oiket means like a stem. Right, Uktin is all the ones of Tumas and Tara by the stems of foods. So the Oiket, the stem, the bottom part of the Yud is not there, nevertheless. And therefore, since, but get this, because it is a Yud, Lachin Yoch L'sakna, you could go back and fix it. Aim b'zeh mishim shlo kesidron. So it looks like a Yud, it's not really a complete Yud. I mean, if we left it like that, it wouldn't be kosher, but it looks like a Yud. So if we can go back, that's going to...
It's enough of a Yud.
It's enough of a Yud, excellent, right. Right. There's a big muster there. Sometimes you have enough of Yid. Enough of Yud. Enough of Yid. Okay. Ayin Yud Yud Tes. Who had in Mem? Ptucha. Right? So we learned earlier, if you remember going back, that a Mem is a Chaf and sealed off by a Vav next to it. Right? So you got the same thing. A Chaf Ptucha Shiksovo Chaf Vav Beli Meshicha Satag Shebinehem. You would have the two letters connected. Oches Shnei Zainin. Afilu im also utra algaven. You make this like crown, this bridge on top of them. Rak she'ein nogin ze lazeb. It's not touching lemala v'nikla hedya pre dawson. You could see that they are separated. Harezu hefsidu ikr tsuroso. That's not considered to be the tsura, the form of the letter. Shenira kishne zayin, because it looks like two zayin. Does not look like a ches. Yudin shal alfin kuf yud chaf chaf. Hu hadin im haya hefseg be'eza ois be'em tso'o. Same thing would apply over here if you would have a break between any one of the letters. V'tinok, pirush, l'chein afilu im pridosa nikar lehedya. Even if you can totally see that these two letters are separated. Dehainu, takeif umiyad kishra oso. As soon as you look at it, you go actually realize this is separate. Yoch l'staf, you could still fix it. Dehari lo hivsi dain os ikr tsuraso, because it hasn't yet lost out its form. It's still, as we said, it is the letter. Because since the kid's going to call it by that letter. We had this from Rabbi Chiv Eger. The Loki Pri Megadim Shemachim Vezeh. He's Machmir in this case. I'm Ibir Halacha. Aval Im Ein Predoson Nikar Lehedya. But if you can't really recognize that they're separated, Ad Shemistakibol. You got to really look at it closely. You take off your glasses. You're peering closely at it. Ein Sarak Laharos Latinok. In that case, you don't have to even show it to the kid. Mikol Malkum. Nevertheless, Im Era Shehera Latinok. Watch, if you did show it to the kid, Velo Karlo Os, and the kid gets the letter wrong, Holkin Acharov Lahachmir. Oh, oops. the kid was going to save you. The kid messed you up. The kid said, no, it's not there. Ein Yochel Sakhn, you can't fix it. Moshe Kosim Prima Godim. Kuvchav Gimel, Yeshmisha Omer, Ein Kan Machlokis, Rak Chidish Din. Given an argument, just adding a new thing. Kuvchav Dalid, Lehedya. De'im haya nikar lehedya. If it's totally recognizable, hareze hifsida ikar tsurasa, you've lost the form of the letter. Kimosha kusavna basif katin kufchaf. Mutar ladikon, you're allowed to attach these, the two zions. It doesn't look like you could do it. De'ein hatinuk murga beches kaze. A kid isn't familiar with what this ches looks like. Vafilu hamuksha ladikon yikro beiz zainin. Right? Then we could fix it up. All right. We're actually able to finish off the sif. Okay. Shkoyach.
I think this will be a finish. We should consider it next.